I'm interviewing Kenneth Donahue on March 18th at 10:45 in the morning in his dining room.
A bright and sunny morning.
One of the first things we want to do is to find out something about your youth, your hometown, and how you became interested, your family, and how you became interested in the history of art.
By chance. I suppose that's the way most of us became interested. I remember a meeting of the Association of Art Museum Directors some years ago, in which the question was asked of the 54 men who were and women who were there, how many of you knew as undergraduates that you might work in an art museum? And out of the 54, there were only three.
Really?
So that most of us have come into this business by some trick of fate. I might say some very fortunate trick of fate. I was a major in political science at the University of Louisville.
Was that your
back
hometown?
In 1935. Yes, I was born in Louisville, and my grandfather was a professional politician there, and wanted me to follow in his footsteps. So when I was in undergraduate school, he arranged for me to have the kind of training in buying and selling votes and running chain voting and doing all the kinds of things that people like Bathhouse John and Hinky Dink McKenna used to do in Chicago, and that I suppose he was doing in Louisville. So I was cut out to be, I was destined to be a local political boss. But I really wasn't at all interested. I don't think I had the personality to be a political boss to begin with. And I was much more interested in international relations. And the family wanted me, of course, to go to law school and then to go into politics. The compromise was that I would be a major in political science, but instead of going to law school, I would go to Chicago and work with Frederick Schumann after I finished my undergraduate work at the University of Louisville. Schumann was the great man in international relations at the time, and then I would go into some aspect of international politics or international journalism, we don't know, because I'd been interested in newspaper work a good part of my life. I had was editor of the high school paper and managing editor of the university newspaper, and was also the editor of a small paper for that was circulated through the state as the organ of the state central committee of one of the political parties in one of the two political parties in Kentucky. So nobody knew how young I was at the time that I had that job, and that's all while I was still an undergraduate. And in fact, it was through my being in the newspaper office at the university so much of the time that I found, that I heard in 1935 that at the end of that year, the beginning of 36, a German refugee professor named Richard Krautheimer was coming to the university. He was coming in midterm because he was in a position in which in Rome working for the Pontifical Institute for Christian Archaeology, in which he was only able to feed himself and his wife enough to keep them alive, mm-hmm. and nothing much more. And consequently, Justice Brandeis called the president of the University